This short audio commentary will talk you through the surprising truth about who engages in a non-assessed, credit-free undergraduate conference and what they present. So the aim of this poster is to discuss really who engaged in an extracurricular undergraduate research conference over the past 4 years. Secondly, it will share insights into the common and often surprising features of those students who do engage with the project. Future work in this area will discuss the reasons for which students engage with this conference initiative and the benefits that they gain from that, but that is not the place of this poster. This poster is more concerned with discussing the engagement and the features of those who engage with the conference. Now, undergraduate research has been shown to have a number of benefits for students who participate. Firstly, they develop key discipline-specific skills, such as presentation skills, research development, argument consolidation. These conferences and undergraduate research opportunities also provide a transformative space for them to explore their own disciplines. And recent research has also found that undergraduate research across the curriculum can have a positive impact on research and teaching roles themselves. So the conference to be detailed here is the JADE Student Learning Undergraduate Conference, established in June 2016, known to students as JSLUG. It's an annual, unthemed, non-assessed conference which is open to all undergraduate students to apply. Each year, on a single day event, features between 30 and 50 papers across a range of formats, from standard 15-minute oral presentations to academic posters to 5-minute lightning talks, with a grand total of between 70 and 100 delegates attending each year, including presenters. So the abstracts from all presentations, posters and full papers, if students wish to work them up, are published in Keele's Journal of Academic Development and Education each year in a special student edition. To date, we've published 143 abstracts, 58 posters and 50 full-length papers across 4 student editions of the journal, all written and authored by undergraduates. So across the 4 iterations of the conference so far, we've stuck to a single day event, which has had 18 available slots for oral presentations. We've had a fluctuating number of poster presentations, as you can see, with the 2019 event peaking at 20 presentations. In 2018, we actually introduced the lightning talks as a presentation format to keep up with demand, as we had a sudden jump in the number of students who wanted to participate in the conference. And as you can see, barring one anomalous year in 2017, we've had a steady growth in numbers per year. Across presenters and delegates when they're combined, you can see that the conference successfully recruits across all levels of undergraduate study at Keele. We do have some integrated master's undergraduate programmes like MPharm and Medicine, which is the small percentage of level 7 provision. And the majority come from year 3, but only just pipping ahead of year 2 undergraduate studies at level 5, and really positive, encouraging signs from year 1 undergraduate students at just over 18%. So this shows that the conference really does engage all levels of undergraduate study, including integrated 4-year masters. The second graph shows that the conference recruits presenters and delegates evenly from the university's 3 faculties. So as you can see, medicine and health sciences and humanities and social sciences are in the low 30%, and natural sciences is just up at 37%, which shows a really even distribution, not perfectly even, but not far off. Secondly, it recruits from a wide range of subject areas, including nursing, medicine, mathematics, astrophysics, English literature, politics, geology, environmental, sustainability, psychology and law, amongst a load of others. So it really does draw from a wide pool of disciplinary knowledge. It's also an initiative across both presenters and delegates, which is incredibly inclusive, despite it occurring at the end of the academic year and bearing no academic credit. So the conference is an effective vehicle in engaging often underrepresented groups at above institutional benchmark levels. So as you can see, the conference recruits an average of 18% of its presenters and delegates combined with a disclosed disability. 40% of the combined presenters and delegates come from a BAME background, We have 21% of our combined presenters and delegates come from a non-EU international background, and 18% of our presenters and delegates combined come from a Polar 1 background of low representation in higher education. So all of these things are really positive levels of recruitment for often underrepresented groups. So this short audio commentary can conclude that this undergraduate research conference can recruit hard-to-reach or underrepresented students at disproportionate levels in a positive way, and that it can engage all years of undergraduate study in an extracurricular research initiative, all of which culminate in encouraging engagement in opportunities beyond the formal curriculum. I've provided some references here on the right-hand side corner, but further references are available if required. Thank you.